Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Sioux Falls has long been South Dakota's biggest city, but now it's coping with fast-moving growth. 3,000 to 4,000 people are moving to Sioux Falls every year. The business development is a boom for the economy, but it comes with some challenges. Mike Huther has been Sioux Falls mayor for about 3 years now, and SDPB's Keely Bultina talked with him to find out why Sioux Falls is seeing success.
We're having this discussion about Sioux Falls and some of this buzz about it being a boom town. Tell me what that means.
Well, I tell you, to me, it can start with one word, confidence. This town is booming or busting with confidence right now. I think working together, there's absolutely nothing that we cannot accomplish, and I think we've proven that with all kinds of things. For example, name another city that is adding to their reserves and still, you know, building roads, building event centers, making good things happen for their community in supposed this recessionary time that's happening in Sioux Falls.
When people are drawn to town, what brings them in?
Well, I think that right now our quality of life as well as our opportunities to succeed are better than any city in America, bar none. And I'm not trying to be cocky. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I mean it sincerely. We've got a quality of life here, even with the snow and even with the cold temperatures of the winter, that is truly second to none. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to start a career. It's a wonderful place to grow your business and ultimately make some money. In Sioux Falls and in South Dakota, profit's not a dirty word. And businesses and corporations and CEOs are realizing that, and they're moving their companies here. And along with that comes job opportunities. And along with that comes families. And then they're loving our schools, they're loving our parks, they're loving our amenities, and ultimately they're loving life.
Other cities have parks, other cities have schools, other cities have some space that people can start businesses or move into. Yeah. What criteria makes Sioux Falls unique?
Well, I don't know if it's a criteria other than maybe we think things are good. We just want to make them great. We're not satisfied here. You know, you'll look at our bike trail, and it's one of our crown jewels. Well, we want it smoother, we want it wider, we want it faster, we want it safer, and that's what we're working on. Parks, you know, we think we've got the most beautiful parks in the country, but guess what? We want more. We want a park in every area of this town, north, south, east, west, so that people can live well, people can get out and enjoy the South Dakota sunshine and enjoy their families. Our schools. You know, yeah, we've got a school system just like everybody else. But I'll tell you, our graduation rates, our success rates in terms of kids going to college are really, really good. And then we've got some other things going on here, Keely. When it comes to things like healthcare, we're competing with the big boys. Mayo, look out, because here we come. We've got places like Avera. Sanford Health, they're working hard to find a cure for type 1 diabetes in Sioux Falls, finding a cure for breast cancer in Sioux Falls. And I know what people are thinking, oh, this guy is just, you know, full of hot air, or that, you know, that's just a small town thinking that they're bigger than what they really are. But you know what? That's why we're successful. We do think big. We're not going to let anybody make us think smaller or make us think that, oh, we're just those hicks from the Midwest.
With those, you mentioned the big players and some of that innovation. Is that what is a huge draw to Sioux Falls, or is it the smaller businesses, or is it this weird magical combination? I mean, how do you come up with that?
Well, you know, it's kind of a boring concept, but I think it is the critical one in terms of our success. We've got four incredibly strong legs on our economic development stool. It started with agriculture. That is our foundation, and I think it always will be. Then we moved, of course, to banking. We've got more bank assets in South Dakota than anywhere else across the country, whether it be Citibank, which was our founding father, to Premier Bank Card, Wells Fargo, Capital One, and so many more. And then, of course, we are recognized as this retail, tourism mecca for this area. But then the one that really helped pull us through some of those recessionary times that the rest of the country was facing was healthcare. Our healthcare system is just booming and is so visionary and so exciting that those four legs of the stool really make us one powerful little town.
Even when everybody else was struggling considerably and unemployment rates were skyrocketing and the housing market crashed, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, kind of this bubble where we may have taken a little bit of a hit, but it wasn't a lot. So Sioux Falls has been doing well for a while. Why is this news now?
Because we got through that recession so much better than any other town, once everything started to turn, we were far ahead of the pack. And now we are just reaping the rewards when it comes to, you know, growth, construction. Around the country, there's people, there's cities, there's states that are just beginning to get optimistic again or hold some confidence level. Right now, we're sprinting. We can barely keep up. I mean, we're going to break a construction record in our town by far. We are doing things that we've been talking about for a long time, and everybody else is now catching wind of it, and they're going, what an incredible story in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's a hot topic that cities and states and the nation is facing, and that's dealing with pension plans. In Sioux Falls, we knew that there was a train coming, and that if we didn't do something, that train was going to flat out hit us when it came to our city's pension plan. Well, what did we do? We sat down with the employees of Sioux Falls City Government. We worked together to find good compromise, and ultimately we found an agreement. We had 80% of the employees of Sioux Falls voted for change. Voted for a new pension plan. Are you kidding me? There was not one rock thrown. There was no picketing. No one busted my window in my home. But ultimately, we got that done.
Let's talk about a couple of those specific issues. You started with construction, so we can go from there. Lots of building permits, lots of new homes, new multifamily units, new businesses. How do you stay ahead of the growth so that the right infrastructure is there, and how do you support those construction projects?
Keely, I love my job as mayor, but there is one thing that keeps me up at night, and that is, 3 years ago when I was running for mayor, I had this dream of having, some good things happening. Well, now they're happening, and oh my gosh, I need to stay one step ahead of that growth. This town, we plan well, we zone well, we want to do it right. But ultimately, these decisions that we're making right now during this booming period for Sioux Falls will impact this town for generations to come. And I don't want to mess it up, and neither does my team. But we are staying ahead of it. We're working extra hard to, make sure that before we put in that road or before we start that development, that we work through it with the neighbors and with, adjoining businesses to make sure that we are going to do it correctly, as well as we're taking advantage of a concept. It's called infill. And Keely, what I mean by that is you look at some of the existing land that you have within your town where infrastructure already exists around it, and you take advantage of it. For example, we've got a brand new Costco that's coming to Sioux Falls. I've never been to Costco, but I hear it's a tourism mecca. And now I know people are laughing right now, aren't they, Keely?
Costco is renowned on the coast.
Well, sure. I'll tell you, and that's what I mean. The people from the East Coast, West Coast, they're laughing right now going, oh, they're getting a Costco, big deal.
Right.
But it is a big deal. And we're putting it right in the heart of our town. And we are going to reap the rewards from that because we've already got the infrastructure all around it ready to go. So all we have to do is just develop the land a little bit. And all that economic development, all that commercial development, all those jobs, they're coming with not a lot of expense on behalf of the city.
Let's transition to jobs then. Yeah. And Sioux Falls' unemployment rate right about now?
3.5%. When I started as mayor, we were at about at 6.5%. So we've almost cut that in half. Now, that's a great thing if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for more money, you're looking for better benefits. But at the same time, yeah, it can be challenging as well if you're trying to find some good people to help grow your business. We need good families, good hardworking people to move here. And when you do, the odds are good. You're going to find a really good job. And I will guarantee you, you will find great quality of life.
I want to go back to this concept of the boom town that we've been talking sure. about. And I know that the word is being used as it's explained because things are happening quickly and yeah. there are lots of positive things. But part of boom town in my head says this town that crops up right away and there are great things happening and then it fizzles out. So how does Sioux Falls avoid that slowing, that fizzling out, that ghost town, Old West, you know, imagery?
We have a history of doing things well in Sioux Falls. We have a business community that when they'll compete like rabid dogs during the day, but when it comes to this city, they work in concert, in collaboration as a team to sing the virtues of our town, sing the virtues of why businesses should move here, and sing the virtues of why this is the place to be if you want to make money. And so we have a history of really doing well economically. We also have leaders, community leaders, whether it be mayors, whether it be council people, whether it be governors, that really want to make good things happen. And we know how to do it. I just happen to my goal is trying to bring some business acumen to government. I spent 25 years in corporate America. I've seen how government has worked across the country. Actually, I don't like what I've seen. So what I wanted to do was to prove to the people of Sioux Falls, prove to the people of South Dakota, and ultimately prove to the people of America that bringing business acumen to government is absolutely the right thing to do. We're proving it in Sioux Falls. And, you know, the goal is let's catch on across America and ultimately run this thing like a business, manage our expenses, promote our revenues. And then, you know, find that common ground and live within our means, but ultimately make good things happen.